Good morning, everyone. We're going to get up on in here and I'm going to make a couple of announcements while we wait for people to pour on in. Number one, this is a Q&A call, which means that on this particular call, if you have any questions, all you have to do is type it in the Q&A box, not in the chat, but in the Q&A box. And then I will be answering as many as possible. I'm going to start with a couple of questions that are a couple of topics that I've seen inside the Facebook group, just to kind of wet our palate. The other thing I want to make sure everybody knows is there's three exciting things happening right now. So number one, for all of you, when we, so we always open the membership twice a year. In August 4th through the 7th, we will be opening the membership as we usually do in the fall. And so we'll have new members. And so I want all of you to know that on my social media, you're going to see that there's a free challenge. None of you need to sign up for it. You are on your training calendar. If you would like, they get a call a day and then they get like a challenge Facebook group that's super busy. So there will probably be 15 to 20,000 of them in this group. That is not the place to go and ask your questions. You have access through the entire challenge to all of your normal stuff. And my team prioritizes members over anything else. So you do not need to join the challenge. You will get access to those calls. So if for some reason you would like to attend those calls, please feel free to show up live for any of them. They will be August 1st through the 7th at 10 a.m. Central Time. I know some of you just like talking or listening to me talk all every opportunity you can get, so you can listen to them. We are not going to put them in the Private Member Podcast, though. The main reason is I just think it'll be a distraction for all of you. There's nothing I'm teaching that week that you don't already have better access to it now. So I don't want you guys thinking that you need to be in the challenge or that you're missing something valuable. You're not. This is basic, what I call introductory information, so that people are like, oh, is this what you mean when you say like we're going to eat according to our body? I'm just teaching the basics of, you know, stopping at enough. I'll help them find their why on one day. All of that information, we already have better classes for you here. So I did want to say that, so that if you are seeing a free challenge being promoted as a member, you do not need to see, you do not need to do it. So you will see it on my public pages. And sometimes what happens is y'all follow me on my public stuff and you don't always know that you're on the public versus the private. So I just didn't want anyone to get confused. I feel like my job is, well, to do a lot of things for you, but one of them is to help you stay really clear and focused and reduce your overwhelm. So I did want to make sure you guys understood that. Now, the cool thing is we're trying something new with these newbies, which means you'll benefit. So when we open, there will be some bonuses that we will be giving away because you're a member on the, it's either Monday or Tuesday before we open the doors on the 4th. So it'll be August 2nd or 3rd in your My Extras place inside of the membership. You'll get access to all the bonuses. And we've got some cool ones. We have one that is all about how the pros plan and eat, where all of our coaches are basically sharing some of their food plans from when they first got started, what they do now, their morning routines, what works for them, because they're all a little different. So we've put together a bonus on that. We've put together a how to get your environment ready for weight loss. So you'll get access to that. And I forget what the other one is. It's a really good one too. I think you guys have already seen it before, but if you didn't get it because you didn't join in time last time, you'll get this bonus this time. But it's something similar along those lines. How to say no when you really want to eat. So it is a guide of all kinds of different situations that we typically run up on where we're like, we need to say no. We want to say no, but we don't know how to say no, like when it's free or your mama made it special, things like that. So we're giving you scripts and all kinds of things to like how to say things and like, you know, for all these different situations when saying no just seems like it's going to be maybe one of the hardest things to do. So we have that coming for you guys. So you guys always, when we have an opening, you guys get special benefits and bonuses. Now with these newbies, we're doing something that we used to do a long time ago. We're going to try to get out again on these. They are not coming into the main Facebook group in the beginning. They will be going to their own private Facebook group where all the newbies will be together and they will be working together and asking their questions so that we're just going to see what it's like if they're in one area and we take them through the program for 8 weeks. They're not getting any special calls. Like all of the calls, everything that we're doing through the months of August and September, the entire membership's doing, we're just putting them into their own private Facebook group so that they can have more beginner-like questions. Now, I know some of you are going to be like, but Corinne, I want to do it like a newbie. I've been struggling or I need a reboot or whatever, right? We are going to open it up to you guys also. So if you want to do it like it was the first time, then you will get advanced notice starting August 1st in the newsletter in that entire week. So we're not going to put you in anything until after August 1st. So don't email us. Don't be asking like, where do I sign up? Did I miss it? You ain't missed jack shit. Nothing starts till August 1st. So I'm trying to keep it all simple too. August 1st through 7th, just like the challenge runs August 1st through the 7th. We take newbies the 4th through the 7th so that everybody's on the same timeline. So if you want to do that, then you can. And what will happen is we'll put you in the newbie Facebook group. You can have conversations over there if you want to, but we will also be sending you all the emails that newbies get. They now get about 60 days worth of emails that tell them specifically each day what to do. This is a test. So we're going to do it this time. If you're going to want to do it, this will be the time to try it out. And just know that you will be getting emails and you'll get a Facebook group. But there will be no special calls. Like there's not going to be, this group is only getting these calls. That's not happening. We're going to be making sure that everybody's kind of going through the same stuff. So that's the first thing. So that's all about newbies coming. The second cool thing that's happening in August is we are doing Urges 2.0. I wanted to pick a self-paced course that we could roll out during August that it didn't matter if you'd been here a day or you have been here 10 years, that every one of us could benefit from. So we are going to deep dive into urges and study more about urge cycles. And we're going to talk about how you feel urges versus willpowering through urges. We're going to do a lot of that work next month. So there's the Q&A calls. I will be teaching a concept that will help you with urges. And then we're going to have co-journaling and co-planning calls, different things in meeting style to help you feel like we're going to do a call at night where most people are having their overeating window. And we're going to sit together through some urges and we're going to process them in real time with coaches. We're going to do the Fuck It Foods worksheet. It's always a powerful worksheet to do all together. So we're going to do some things that are going to help just move your relationship with urges forward, not only in having them, recovering from them, but also maybe stopping them. So, all right, that's kind of the big things. The other big thing is if you are going to want to come to camp, I highly recommend you guys go ahead and check out over on the website, go to the events and look at what we're doing in October. It is Transformation Weekend, where I'm going to tell you how to become the hero of your story. We are doing all kinds of things on people pleasing, dealing with other people's opinions, rewriting your diet past, lots and lots of good stuff. And the most exciting thing is on the third day, I really want to teach you guys how to take the concept of figuring out, like I weigh 300 pounds and my future self, she weighs 150. I don't know how to fucking think, feel, or do like her. Like it's a stretch. But the problem is that if you don't start doing that, you'll never get there. So I want to do a live workshop where we are taking and figuring out what is this future self like and how does it show up each day? What does it actually look like? What are the things you're going to do? What's the normal process? Like, you know, what's the starting point? If you're going to look in the mirror and think sexy beast, then today you're not probably going to think sexy beast, but what is step one to make sure you're getting there? That to me is the most exciting thing I think we're going to be doing that weekend. It is the newest thing that I've been teaching, and it's the hardest concept. But I also think it's one of those pivotal ones that when you unlock it, it makes such a difference for you. So newbies are coming, and newbies have been salivating to join. They are emailing us, Instagramming, DMing, commenting everywhere. They're ready to blow the doors down. So that means they're going to want to come to camp. Now, if you're doing it virtual, probably have no worries. I ordered so much swag for this one. We normally get about 2,800 of you coming, and we're fixing to add more newbies. So I ordered over 3,000 boxes for camp. So if we sell out of swag, if you are worried you won't get your swag box, I'd go ahead and sign up just in case, because you never know. Because once we sell out of swag, I can't order no more. They only order in mass volume, and they take 6 to 8 weeks to even arrive. So everything is already done and finished for that part. In person will sell out. We only have 350 spots. We are already a third sold out now. So if you're going to want to come in person, I highly recommend you get your ass moving and you go ahead and get signed up. In person will be legit, just like virtual is legit, and we are doing a hybrid for both. So we are going to have big screens around the room so that the Zoom rooms, you'll be able to see them on the camera. The in-person will be able to see the Zoom as the Zoom sees the in-person. My job, and I swear to God, we're going to do this better than anybody out there right now. I want it to feel like, I don't care if you're in your living room or if you were in the front row, I want you to feel like you're with me. That's always my goal. Whenever I set goals, I want all of you to think about this. When you're setting your weight loss goals and stuff, you need to know what you want the experience to be like. It's not just enough to say, like, how many people I'd like to come to camp or how much I would like to weigh. You need to know that experience that you want. So like when I'm thinking about goals, I always think like at the end of the day, what am I creating here? You need to do your same work on when you are thinking about losing your weight. What is the life experience I want to create with my weight loss? That would be one of the most baller questions any of you could ever ask yourself. In fact, somebody should write it down and y'all should be posting it in the Facebook group. Like, I think it's that important to ask that question. What life experience am I creating? Do I want to create with my weight loss? And the one you are creating with your weight loss right now, if that story doesn't sound lush, if it's like, well, you know, it's hard, it's blah, 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 blah. Well, no wonder it takes you a long time to get started. And no wonder it feels hard to make a plan every day. The more you guys think about all of this is if you're creating an experience around the things that you're going to do as I hope it works. It sure feels hard. This is going to be so difficult. I barely have time to get this. When you allow yourself to think like an asshat around all of it, don't come asking me like, I just don't understand why I'm not motivated. The problem with what you guys do is you place your motivation. It's not enough to want to weigh 150 pounds. It's not enough to want to wear a size 8. It's not enough to want to get out of Lane Bryant. It's not enough to want to have a seatbelt fit you right. It's not enough to be able to go to the gym. Guys, those goals, that's like when we think about why does it feel hard to get started? Why do sometimes I can't get on track when I've gone off track? It is because the way the experience that you are describing in your brain as to what you're going to be doing, whatever your thoughts are about the things you need to do are, will tell every bit of the story. If you're motivated, if you're willing, if you're determined, if you're committed. So if you're sitting there and you're saying things like, well, I'm having such, all right, so this is the question that came in. I've just been sitting around listening to some things. I'm not doing anything with the material. I don't know why. I just want it so bad. You're highly motivated for the outcome, but you're not motivated for the work part. And don't forget, motivation is a feeling generated by your brain. So if on your do line of the think, feel, do cycle is make a 24-hour plan, pay attention to when I'm hungry today, slow down my eating, take a few breaths halfway through to see what my body feels like, serve myself less. If your do line is full of all the activities of weight loss, but your thought is, this is going to suck, I won't get to eat with my family, everybody's going to see that I'm on a diet. This shit never works. I don't think these things are good enough. If your thoughts about those things suck, you are not going to be motivated to do them. You're just basically, you're going to have a think, feel, do cycle with a beautiful outline of everything to do. And it's going to sit over there all by its lonesome, never getting done. Because the think, feel, do cycle you're living in is, this will be so hard. It will take forever. I've gained weight in the past after I've lost weight. When you just allow yourself to think those things, you're unmotivating yourself. When you, and it's, guys, I'm not saying that that can't be thoughts that you have. It just can't be the last word. It can't be the only things you ever think about. You need to be journaling the anti-truth to that. If your thoughts about eating slower are, this will suck, I'm no good at this, I wish I didn't have to work so hard. This is another one that y'all say all the time, and you act like it's just a truth. And it's not. It is a thought that feels like ass. I just wish I didn't have to work so hard. It's never going to motivate you. It's going to eventually get you seeking relief. On your do line of that model will be seek relief from hard, which means you'll be tempted more. You'll start looking at foods and overthinking on them. You'll start coming up with, you'll be making excuses instead of plans for the weekend around what you're going to eat. You have to watch these little thoughts that you just kind of let come in and let go, and don't do any intervention with your conscious brain. The point of all this work is for you to realize you have a habit brain that thinks things, and you have a conscious brain that is the traffic cop. It's rerouting shitty thoughts off the road. Get them out of the way. It's signaling in the conscious things that you do want to think about. So when you think about your do line, this would be an interesting exercise for a lot of you who are having a hard time getting started. Like a lot of you like just hang out here. I applaud you. I want you to hang out here until you're ready to get started. But let's get started. Let's just quit noticing that we're hanging out and feeling bad about it and judging ourselves for hanging. It's like, what a waste of time. You're already here. You're noticing that you're hanging out. And instead of doing something about it, you judge yourself and then wonder why you hang more. We don't take action when we feel like shit. Think about it. When you're sick, are you like ready to go run and do errands? Or you're like looking for the bed? Well, when you don't feel good emotionally, it's like you're looking for the bed. You're looking to rest and relax. You're looking to get away from it. So here's the thing. Blow out your do line. I teach this in camps all the time. It's kind of one of the things we'll be, it's similar to what we'll be doing in that future self-think at camp. So we'll be blowing out, we're going to like incorporate, we're going to blow out the think, the feel, and the do lines of your current day self who's mimicking future self. All right. And like, how do you start? Like at the, like, remember we always talked about like leveling up your thoughts. Well, how do you level up to the future self the way they think, feel, and do? We're going to start at the bottom where you are now. We got to get started. We got to get off the blocks. So I want you to think about this. I want you to think about when you think of the things that you need to do to lose weight, like make a list of them. And guys, please don't just put four basics. Notice when I talked about it earlier, I said, like, if I was going to list all the things that I was going to do to lose weight, I would write down, like, you know, make my 24-hour plan first thing in the morning. It would have on there, ideate foods I really like, find time for them, like find the places during the week I would love to have them, because I probably wouldn't want to eat them every single day. Not because I don't love them and stuff, but I'm at a point where I'm like, you know I don't need them every day, but I do want to have them. I would put on my due line, go ahead and schedule my date night so that it's on the calendar. I have something to look forward to when it comes to knowing, like, I don't need to want wine three nights a week when I know I'm going to be having it on this day. When I go ahead and tell myself, because in those times I'm like, oh, but we're having it this day. Oh, we can feel assured we're having it this day. I would put on there, you know, like how I was going to wait for hunger. I wouldn't just put down, you know, wait for hunger. I would put down there, how do I wait for hunger? That would be my do line. Same thing with what would I be doing this week? How am I going to make sure that I'm evaluating enough? You know, what are the one or two things I'm going to do? My do line would look like that. There would be no confusion what I needed to do this week. And I would be planning on what days, like on this day, I'm going to stop eating halfway through. I'm going to set a timer for 3 minutes on my phone. I'm going to breathe in. I'm going to check in. I'm going to get used to understanding what my body feels like so that one day when my future self just naturally knows how to eat to enough, that means the version of me today, guess what she's doing? She's setting a timer. She's getting to know what enough feels like. She's learning how to practice a natural pause by it needing to be unnatural right now. That's how you start showing up like your future self. We don't show up like our future self in terms of like, oh, she just knows enough. So anytime I just don't get it automatically, I must be a failure. That is not how you develop the future self. So you blow all that out. Then you ask yourself, what are my thoughts about this? Am I, when I look at this, do I think, well, that's hard? Do I think like, well, that's so time consuming? Do I think I just want to be a natural eater? Do I have thoughts that are so low energy and feel like a grind that are setting me up to either do one of two things? I'm either going to do those actions through willpower, by making myself, saying things like, I have to, you planned it, you should be doing this, you know, let's hope this works. The only way to lose weight is if we do these things. If we're threatening ourselves, if we're being punitive, if we're over-commanding, guess what? That is not going to last very long. Nobody has the emotional flexibility. We all ain't some kind of super yogi in our emotions to where we can day in and day out be strict and stringent and all this other shit and hope that we get there eventually. It's not going to happen. Option two is you don't do jack shit because you ain't motivated. You don't want to do it. It looks like a, like, I know the thing. This is the thing. This is why some of you won't pull the trigger. I know the things to do, Corinne, but I just don't understand why I'm not doing it. Well, I just explained why you're not. You've made these things that you do, the story in your mind about it is so fucking scary, so fucking hard, so fucking arduous. Don't sit and wonder anymore why it's hard to pull the trigger. Most of you got a day job. You don't need a second on top of it, but the way you describe what you're going to do to lose weight, you describe it like you're getting a damn part-time job. This is not a part-time job. You're learning. You're figuring it out. You're building your future self. You're taking a step closer to the version of you want to be with each and everything you do. There's a thousand ways that you could be thinking about it. This is setting me up for a lot of ease in the future. One of these days, I'm going to be a boss at this. Today, step one to being a boss. Thousands of ways to be thinking. that make taking the next step so much easier. That make you think taking the next step is doable. It's right there. But you gotta be willing to do this baseline work. So for anybody, this talk that I just gave you will work for two kinds of people. The person who's not getting off the blocks. And I know, I see you in the Facebook group. Y'all ain't hiding from me. If that's you, take my advice. Step one is you need to write down these things that you need to do. And you need to write down the story you got around it. And you need to change that shit. Last I checked, you ain't Jesus Christ with a thorny ass cross to bear walking up a hill. We're losing weight. We have the privilege of losing weight. Start thinking about it like that instead of your cross to bear. The second person this goes to is the person who fucks up and has a hard time getting back on track. Most of the time, you got sugar in your gas tank because when you make the mistake, you make it personal. You immediately go ham on yourself. For those of you who don't know ham, hard as a motherfucker. You start talking about what fail you are, how you ain't going to be able to do it, blah, 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 blah. Listen for the conversation that you're having, because if you're beating yourself up, you will be afraid to restart. Because if you restart and you make a mistake again, you will know how bad it feels because of the way you talk to yourself. So your brain will try to get you to do nothing. It would rather live in the pain and misery of not trying than in the pain and misery of trying, it not working, and you beating yourself up over and over again. So it's real important that you decide to not make it personal. You've got to normalize mistakes. I know I can learn from this. If I, like, the thought that I used for all my life was, if I just keep going, I know at some point I'll figure out what to do. If I quit, I'll never figure out what to do. And I know a lot of you have a lot of weight to lose like me. And for me, I knew that the reason I kept things so doable in the beginning and through the middle was because I knew I didn't have a good relationship with mistakes. I did not have a good relationship with any time I would, like if I missed a workout, if I overate, I knew my relationship with myself wasn't strong enough yet to possibly keep me going. So I made sure everything that I did was so easy that I could make it happen and reduce the amount of mistakes I was making so that when I made one, I had a lot of energy and effort to put into it. I had a lot of like saved up compassion. I was prepared for the conversation, all the things. I think some of you need to start doing things a little bit easier to get those wins under your belt while you're constructing the conversation you want to have with yourself after a mistake. The old beatdown will come in, but the last word is the word that matters. When the beatdown comes in, it won't feel as intolerable as the judgment of not being able to get started does. So that's one of the things. The other thing when it comes to the people who make mistakes, if you have a hard time getting started, goes back to what we were just talking about. It's like once you transcend the mistake part, then especially if you beat yourself up, then you probably overcorrect on the other side. And so you go back to restricting and you start perpetuating the myth in your head that this has to be super hard. It has to be complicated and that you can't have I can't have the foods I love. Guys, if you overeat something, that does not mean that you don't have control around food. And it doesn't mean you can't have the food you love. It means you haven't figured out yet how to eat the foods in a way that work for you. That's the thought. That's the unlocking thought to keep going. You could argue the truth of both. I just implore all of you to argue for the truth that's going to keep you moving forward, not your miserable ones. So if you're making mistakes and having a hard time getting started, or you're just having a hard time getting started, period, what I just talked about, when you start thinking about the things you have to do, and like you list them with some great clarity and detail, you need to ask yourself, and what are my thoughts about it? Because if your thoughts are ass, you're going to set yourself up for failure. You need to start deliberately thinking about, like, how do I want to be thinking about this? How do I want to be thinking about my process? Hand choose it like you would, you know, a good pair of shoes that you're going to want to walk around in all day long. Don't just grab any pair of shoes on the wall at the store. Try some on. Pick the thoughts that you want, because you're going to be walking in them for a long time. All right. If you guys have questions, now's the time to put them in the Q&A. Any chance DSB will happen again? DSB is actually on the calendar for June of next year. Now, I'm just going to warn everybody, going to be hot as fucking balls. But that was the, like, Nashville is such a destination city right now. It's the only weekend. And we booked this months ago. Only weekend we could even get the Greenway, and we could get space, like just to even have hotel rooms for you guys. So we will be having it. We will be making announcements about it later. I believe, I'm not sure the weekend, whoever is in, I'm not sure who is on my call. Will you add to the team meeting today for us to discuss releasing the date of DSB, getting it on the calendar when we're doing that, just so people can save the date. We don't have any, we can't give you a hotel block. We can't give you a ton of information. The only thing that I do know is that you will come in, and on Friday night will be the expo, and when you will get your stuff. And then on Saturday will be the race, but it will be in downtown Nashville on the Greenway that's in downtown Nashville. It will be a limited event. We will not be able, we're still finding out from our event team how many people we actually could hold for that event. But there won't be like a camp weekend. There won't be, we won't be doing classwork. We've done, Don't Stop Believing is a race that we've done for a few years. It's like a 5K, a 10K and a half. I believe we're going to do Don't Stop Believing this time as an out and back of just like however many miles it is on this Greenway. So it's probably going to be more around 9 or 10 miles. And we train for it. You get a medal, you get all kinds of stuff. And so we've done it to where on Sunday, there's also like a wrap up day and stuff. People are exhausted. I mean, you can imagine people, not only are they exhausted, but after they do the race, they just want to go out and party. Like, people just want to go and celebrate. So we're changing it up a little bit. So we'll have more information about that coming out later, but we already have, it is for sure going to happen next June of 2022, we will have a DSB version. The October event, if you guys are asking about camp in October, if you go to nobswomen.com and log into your membership site, there's an events like on the menu, the three lines, that's the menu. So if you tap that on your phone, it'll pull down like options, events, and then just hit October camp. What book would you recommend for me with my goals of loving what I have in life and creating those lush thoughts about things such as menopause and ADHD and daily goals? I don't know if I have a book recommendation. I'm trying to think. I would, Beth, if you would, ask that inside the membership. A lot of my books are like self-development. I have, this one's not bad. I've read Believe It by Jamie Kern. That one was kind of good. It was kind of like an introduction to some thought work. Let's see, what else? Well, you could read Soundtracks by John Acuff. That talks about like the soundtracks we allow to loop in our brain. That's another good one that you could read. But if you ask that in the Facebook group, I bet people have better book suggestions and stuff. Where do you write do lines? So if you have a planner, in the very back of your planner, Heather, is some journaling pages. And at the bottom will be think, feel, do cycles. It'll say, I'm currently thinking. That makes me feel, and then I do. So that also I could be thinking, and that makes me feel, and then I would do. That's the do line. So you can write it in there. You also can just grab a sheet of paper and just write things I need to do to lose weight. Write it all down right there. That would be a do line blowout. You could do it there. You can do it anywhere you want. But when you are inside your planner, in the very back in the journaling pages, there are there's think, feel, do cycles already printed for you in it. The Clubhouse calls have been great. Are those calls saved somewhere? They are now, the Clubhouse calls are going into the public podcast. So if you list, like last week was one of the Clubhouse calls. So if you go and you listen to the public podcast, we're dropping those right now into the public podcast. I tend to have a pattern of eating at night. I give equal airtime, but I tend to give into the pattern. I'm tired and looking for relief. I know my patterns. I blow up the benefits of just going to bed, but I still justify and rationalize eating according to the discovery worksheets. Any suggestions for how to actually not eat at night before bed? Well, there's a couple things. One, Stella, I would need to know when you say I still justify and rationalizing, you have to keep giving another equal airtime thought to each and every one of your justifications and rationalizations. Another thing to do would be to make sure that you are if you justify eating, you need to give yourself the opposite truth. I would also do that writing in the morning. Next month, we're going to really be working hard on the urges. We're going to talk about how you do a morning practice of like figuring out like what it's going to like visualizing at night, that kind of thing. One of the other things that you can do is if you're looking for relief, you need to find the thoughts that you're looking for relief from. So I want you to think about like if most of you, if there is physical tired where you're just dirt tired physically, like I know for me, when I'm wore out physically, I don't even want to eat. Like I am that tired. I just got to lay down. Like I just need a nap. I just need to lay down. I need to go to bed, whatever. Like I have done like races or long runs and stuff before and come home and know that I need to eat, but I'm actually so tired. I can't even think about it. That's physical tired. This sounds like you're emotionally tired at the end of the day because you're seeking relief. If you're truly just physically tired, bed would be relief, right? So I would look at what am I tiring myself out emotionally with throughout the day? What am I thinking about when I'm going through my day that leaves me at the end of the day drained? Like, think about like, what do you think about your job? What do you think about your tasks? You know, like all day long, like what are your thoughts about all that? Those are going to be the micro moments that build up to where at the end of the day, you're feeling worn out because of all this thinking. And then that's why like you deserve it and justifications will come in. It's like, well, it was a long, hard day. It's like, no, it wasn't. I went to work today. My reward for going to work is getting a paycheck, being, you know, compensated. Like you don't get extras for going to work. You don't get extras for showing up and doing your job. You don't get extras for being good at your job. Like, I think that's one of the other things is like we all have this idea that like, if we do our job and we do it better than asshats and we take on more, you know, just because we're go-getters is like, so we deserve food. It's like, no, it's called being the all-star. It's called being a great employee. It's called job security. Like making sure that your brain thinks that throughout the day. Like looking for times when you might be comparing to other people and thinking, you know, well, if only they would do their part, I'm having to do all this. It's like, that is such a draining, tiring thought. You could be sitting there thinking, I'm a baller employee. If they should be doing their job, you sitting around thinking about it and wearing yourself out emotionally and then eating over it, for fuck sure, ain't making them work harder. It's just making you feel terrible. So if you're actually going to, say, compensate for their work and stuff, why not just talk to yourself like a badass? Why, like, be an asshat like them by throwing yourself under the bus? Like, they're not working hard enough, and here I am not working hard enough on, you know, being emotionally, creating emotional well-being for myself. I'm just sitting here mirroring them. So it's like sitting around thinking about that stuff. So looking for where you're, the suggestion on how to actually not overeat at night at bedtime, it's going to be twofold. Figure out where you're wearing yourself out all day long and start figuring out how to start giving yourself relief through your thinking throughout the day so that you're not going into your urges so depleted. We want to go into the urges with more of a, like, with more resiliency to be able to sit with them. The other thing is to just tell yourself, it's going to take a couple of nights of going to bed and having a lot of thoughts that I don't like it and wanting to get away from it before I unwind this. That's when I would be practicing the now process. Like, sitting there and just doing equal airtime is good, but now you got to add in the now process. That's in module 2 of No BS. Now you got to sit and figure out what this urge is. Because if you're needing relief at some point, you're telling yourself, this is too much. This is hard. Like, there's some kind of belief that this urge is, like, tiring. It's wearing me out. I'm already tired from the day. No, it's not. You know what it is? It's an urge. It has sentences, and then you have vibrations in your body because of your sentences. Do you notice how fucking boring that is? And yet Will's like, but you don't understand. So much harder for me. Like, I'm shaking and sweating. Yeah. It's still called a physical sensation. I shook and sweat while I was in labor pains with Logan and squeezing him out my vajayjay. But I didn't, like, sit there and say, like, I can't take this. Somebody get me a ding dong. There's all kinds of times in our life we have physical sensations and we get on right through them. Y'all quit telling yourself that you can't. It's a lie. All of you have come out on the other side of physical sensations thousands and thousands of times. A lot of you will tell me, like, you can't handle an urge. Like, let's say our binge eaters, they can't handle an urge. I can't tell you how many of them I've asked. So you've never had an urge, like, wanted to eat in a difficult situation. Like, you've been in the middle of a meeting, or you've been at school with your kids and you've gotten stressed and stuff. And all you do is you're thinking, if I could just eat, if I could just eat. But nobody broke out in Twinkies. You delayed it. Very often we have the capacity to feel all kinds of feelings. We just give ourselves zero credit for it. I'm confused about the thought, I will choose to go against what I really want and choose what I want in the long run, and restriction. I tell myself I need to level up, but end up cutting the foods I love out. Yeah, but this is the thing. What you decide to eat or not eat goes on your do line. It's either you're going to feel like, I'm like, the only way to lose weight is to cut out the foods I love. That's going to feel restrictive. Or, and then on that do line is you taking away all the food you love. Right? All right. Then here's the other person. This was me when I was losing weight. I was like, ooh. I wonder, like, I did a lot of wondering. It's like, I wonder if I even need this. I wonder if I even want this anymore. And so a lot of times what I would do, my thought line was, I'm willing to not have this today to see what happens. I never felt restricted, but guess what? I was cutting out foods I loved. But there was no restriction to be felt because I felt like I was challenging myself. I was curious about what would happen. I was doing things. And then guess what? I found a lot of times because I was allowing myself to be so proud of my, like the things that I was doing for myself. I was cheerleading myself on. I was like taking a more active role in my life. I didn't need the foods anymore. I had told myself in the past that I loved them. When the reality was, I had a lot of food. I love the taste of it. And that I'd like to probably have it less so that I can have the foods I love plus the body I love too. I'm just going to have them less often when I'm really going to enjoy them. I'm just not going to like eat ice cream every night because I keep thinking being a mommy's too hard. I promise you, there was not one fucking bowl of ice cream that I ate when I thought being a mommy's too hard. I deserve it. I just need a break. I'll start tomorrow. Every time I ate like that, I was not in the throes of enjoyment. Now, I may have been in relief from beating myself up. I was in relief from the thoughts that felt so harsh, frustrating, and defeating. They would stop because I would be thinking, thank God I'm having ice cream. Thank God I'm having ice cream. But I was never loving the experience. I was never truly enjoying it. I liked the taste, but I was more avoiding what I didn't want to see. Now, if I go out to eat and they have something I love for dessert on the menu and I have it, I can tell you every bite. I can tell you where I was, who was there, how good it was, how much I enjoyed it, if it was worth it or not. Like, I can describe in detail. But almost every single time I've ever just overate, I can't tell you anything about the experience other than, well, I was tired and I really wanted it. That I never really enjoyed. I was never in the throes of ecstasy. And I think that's one of the things that we have to remember. When you're going to level up, I want you to think about leveling up is where you're just taking things, like you may be eating a little less of something that you've always told yourself you have to have every day. Maybe you serve yourself less. Maybe you're leveling up from like regular potato chips to baked potato chips. Whatever it is, level ups are like small incremental. I like to think of them as like a 1% difference change in the direction in which you want to go. Well, whenever you're doing level ups, guys, which a level up could be not having something because you've decided it's not that it's not ever worth it. It's just for now, I really want to lose some weight. I'm willing to make the trade. That's not restriction. That's willingness. Those are two very separate feelings. So when you put that level up and you put those things on your do line, the only way it's restriction is by how you feel. If you've got thoughts generating restriction, that's the problem. If you've got thoughts that generate commitment, it generates determination, curiosity, willingness. The do line is just sitting there. And it doesn't, like, I will tell you, to keep my weight off, guess what? I don't eat or drink most of the things that, like, I would. Here's the thing. If there was a way to stay at my size and I could drink 3 glasses of wine every single night and I could have some ice cream with it, and for breakfast, I could have whatever I want, and at lunch, I could eat nachos. Maybe I throw in a salad or whatever. And I'm not even talking about, it has to be completely donkey. But like for me, like I drink wine once or twice a week. I would love to have it every night. Guess what I do? I cut it out all the others. You know why? I tell myself, I don't need it. I much prefer to keep my weight in check. But I'm cutting out. I'm restricting. I just don't feel restricted. I don't feel tightness around it. I don't feel like I have to. I don't feel like it's unfair that I don't get to have wine every night of the week. Just like you guys will sit and be like, it's unfair. I don't get to eat my cookies every night of the week. There's nothing unfair about that. If you want to lose weight, you probably ain't always going to be able to eat cookies every night. Some of you, when you first start, you probably can. Some of you may be able to have a cookie eventually. But at some point, when we're losing weight, we have to start deciding, what do we need? What do we want? And where's the balance? But it's never unfair. It's never hard. It's never those words. Those are all things that we tell ourselves that make the experience miserable. It could be worth it. I could be learning, like, a lot of times, like, I tell myself, this is what I used to tell myself, that just because I want it right now doesn't mean one day I won't want it anymore. That was another one of the thoughts I used to use. I used to sit around and think about, it's okay to want this. I've been wanting it for a long time. But I'm learning to not need it. I'm learning to enjoy other things. And just remember, guys, that what you eat doesn't create your feelings. I think a lot of you are also still stuck in. So when you think about the think, feel, do cycle, above the T are our facts. Oreos is a fact. Cake is a fact. Cheese and crackers is a fact. Bottle of wine, case of beer, whatever you want. Hopefully we're not all drinking cases of beer, but you could tell my poor old papa was an alcoholic, because poor old papa probably did drink about a case of beer a day. So in my mind, my childlike brain was like, yeah, you know, when you drink a case of beer. So when you think about your think, feel, do cycle, the facts are up there, and then your thoughts are about the facts. Your Oreos and your cakes and your cheese and crackers and all that kind of stuff, you just have thoughts about them, like, I deserve it. It's unfair if I don't get to eat them. I should be able to eat this stuff. I love it. It's my favorite foods. Think about all of that stuff, all of those thoughts. For someone who wants to lose their weight for good, they probably have to quit talking about food like they're getting ready to get married. But I love him, but I love her. We sound like some 16-year-old wanting to elope with somebody. But I love him. Quit arguing for the love of food. I don't care if you do love it. Just quit thinking about it. Just start saying, here's all the foods. And I want to have an amazing relationship with every one of them. Create that experience. Like, figure out with your food by putting your favorite things. Put it up there as a fact. How do you want to be thinking about them that gets you to your goal? That when you think about it, you feel this way. And so your do line allows control. True enjoyment. Practice around having it in a new way. Very conscious, deliberate eating that lets you experience all the sensuality of the food. To no longer be eating behind your back, rushing through it before you know you've gotten it in your mouth. Hiding in the pantry, hoping no one sees you, waiting for everyone to go to bed before you eat something. Like, we want to create the thoughts around our favorite foods that allow for us for do lines like that, because those create the experience with food we want. Those thoughts allow us to start building a relationship with food that says, I enjoy lots of kinds of foods. And I planned ones based upon what I want for my life. Sometimes when you're on vacation, what you want is you want to be able to eat the things. Sometimes when you're at home and you know you're going to have a busy day, you're going to want to make things easier on you. But there's a lot of days where you're like, I'm all in on weight loss. Today, I think I can do without this and I'll be okay. Today's probably a great day for me. I'm going to have a good day at work. I don't have a lot on my calendar, blah, blah, blah. Today's a great day for me to practice urges. You get to be empowered in your thinking around all of this. You do not have to keep sitting there so disempowered with your weight loss. Let's see. Looking for some questions. Got a lot of thank yous. How do you know what kind of accountability or partner is a good fit? I don't seem to be good at the daily check-in type of group. If you don't like a daily check-in, then when you request one, you just need to say, I'm looking for a group that only wants to check in every few days. Some groups check in every day. That doesn't mean you need to. You could just say, like, hey, like, I'm really good about every 3 days, whatever. Basically, you already know what's a good fit for you because you just said, I don't think I really like daily check-ins. So that means you must like something else. Like if you were just going to open your mind up to like, what would I like? Request that. A lot of people write what they call their accountability group job description. So they'll just like, we have a service, you know, like we have a service for all you guys. If you go to the website and you request an accountability group, we'll hook you up. But some people like to like do one that's very custom. So they just go to the Facebook group and they're just like, I'm this old. This is what I really want. I want people who are going to check in this way, this amount of frequency. You're serious. You're going to do these things like blah, 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 blah. That's what I'm looking for. So you could also post in the Facebook group and do something along those lines. It's almost like a job description. Are the Clubhouse calls going to replace the public member podcast? We're going to be mixing them up. We're going to be, for the next few weeks, you're going to hear Clubhouse calls. And then there's going to be a mix of some where it's just me and Kathy. Sometimes I'm interviewing authors. It just depends. But the podcast is going to have like a mix of what people have been telling us they really love. We've got people that love the me and Kathy format. We've got people who are like digging on the Clubhouse format. We got people who want me to interview more authors. So we're just going to be mixing it up. The way that I see is like we've got over 200 and something episodes of me and Kathy talking. So we can now mix it up and people can go back and listen to other episodes if they want to hear just the two of us. We just want to start mixing in some new formats for people who are wanting to experience different things. All right, last question. Can you repeat the four basics? Okay. So the four, rather than me repeating them, Lisa, go to module one of No BS and literally take the lesson on the four basics. That's the best explanation of them. So you want to make sure that you've listened to module one. No BS has four different modules. The first module is all about the basics and like implementing the basics and breaking them all down. And if you want more after you listen to module one, just first of all, Lisa, please make sure that you have listened to all of No BS before you're jumping into calls and doing other things. Everything is inside of the No BS weight loss course. So for anyone who's new right now, make sure you take that course. When you come to these calls, this is just me talking a little bit deeper about questions and concepts and coaching. So you're going to want to make sure that you listen to the No BS weight loss course. If when you finish it, my best advice to people, and this is for all of you who've been here for a long time, if you seem to struggle with consistency with your four basics and you want to practice them and understand them and be taught at a different level of the four basics, then I would go to Basics 2.0 and I would start that course once the No BS is completed. If you notice that you might be inconsistent with the four basics, but you hear your shitty thinking, you're like, I know it's my thinking. I'm not really, though, all in on the journaling. Journaling scares me. I don't really know how to do the think, feel, do cycles. And you're just like, you're just struggling, but you know, it's like, it's got to be the mental shit for me. Like I'll hear Corinne preaching. I'm like, oh, that's me. I say that all the time. I think that shit all the time. If you're doing that, go through Thoughts 2.0 after you've finished No BS. Probably a lot of you need to do it two or three times. It is the best content that we have on Thoughts. And if you're really struggling with the overeating, there's two things that you can do. If you think you're binge eating, I highly recommend taking the Binge Better course that my best friend, Jane Pilger, wrote. It's inside the membership, and there is a private Facebook group for all of the Binge Better students. So make sure you take that. Or be here in August, and I want, like, if you're really struggling with urges, like I'm just that, like, if we're going to call it, we're dropping the term the witching hour and we're adopting the term the overeating window. And let me just tell you why. I know that we have people inside the membership who who are witches and who do things like that. And I just didn't want for them to feel like I was associating something that we all struggle with something that they actually take pride in. So I really wanted to come up with a more inclusive term. So I thought about it and I was like, I love the idea of the overeating window, because there are different windows of times that we want to overeat. So that's going to be our new terminology. But if you're struggling with overeating windows, we're really going to be tackling that hard next month. We're going to be tackling the urges hard. So make sure you do urges 2.0 next. So if you're finishing up No BS or you have finished No BS, I think August is going to be a killer month for everybody when it comes to urges. Okay. All right. That's it for today. You guys have an amazing one. I will be updating my hashtag 60 days. If you're following along in the podcast or in Facebook, I've been kind of keeping you guys looped in on my journey a little bit. I'll be doing that over the next few days. Chris and I are going back to Vegas again, but we're going by ourselves. Nobody else is going with us this time, so it's a solo trip. We do plan to work there a little bit, so I will see you guys next week, and I'll be dropping some quick videos and quick things for hashtag 60 days so that I'm not that far away. And I'm playing around in the Facebook group doing some coaching. So always be looking for me there too. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.